Track 1, Introduction, 3 Main Categories. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, 7 Effective Behavioral Strategies. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brennigan. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with obsessive-compulsive disorder. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with a section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give yourself a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD, we will discuss such topics as 3 main obsessive categories, creating a ritual journal, obsessive thoughts, the tridimensional personality, reducing anxiety, imagined exposure, and reducing rituals. So let's get started. On this track, we'll examine the 3 main categories of obsessions and effective strategy number 1, rational argument. The 3 main categories of obsession include harm, lust, and filth. The first category of obsession is harm obsessions. Harm obsessions are acts of violence that the OCD client involuntarily acts out in his or her mind. Often, these mental acts of violence are spontaneous and rarely, if ever, become reality. However, the client still suffers from an irrational fear that their obsessions might get the better of them. Shelley, a 32-year-old mother, would have violent thoughts about harming her 2-year-old daughter, Samantha. Shelley stated, "Sometimes when I'm giving her a bath, I picture myself drowning her. Then, when we're in the kitchen, I'll glance at a set of knives and think about stabbing her over and over again. Why do I have these awful thoughts? I must be a terrible mother." I asked, "Shelley, I want you to consider whether or not you believe yourself to be a bad person. Could you really do these things you picture yourself doing?" Shelley stated, "I don't think so. I mean, I hope not. The only consolation I have is that I can kill myself before I hurt Samantha." Thoughts of suicide as a preventative measure are common in OCD clients like Shelley, and they should be taken seriously. Think of your Shelley. Could he or she be harboring thoughts of suicide in addition to his or her harm obsession? The second category of obsession is lust. Thoughts of inappropriate sexual acts characterize this obsession, and these clients develop an acute sense of shame, especially if the thoughts include friends or loved ones. As a result of these shameful feelings, clients who have sexual obsessions lose their self-esteem and self-worth. They believe themselves to be bad people, and could develop a mantra obsession in which they repeat to themselves over and over again a phrase to ward off or blow apart the evil thoughts. Crystal, age 21, had intruding sexual thoughts about her younger brother Jake. Crystal, who was raised a Pentecostal Christian, developed a mantra obsession in which she repeated the phrase, "Holy Spirit, deliver me," sometimes hundreds of times in a row. Crystal stated, "I feel that this is the devil in me trying to take over my soul, and the only way I can defeat it is to call upon the Holy Spirit." However, Crystal's solution had in fact become another obsession, which affected her life almost more so than the lust obsession. Think of your Crystal. Could he or she be developing a mantra obsession? What would you say to him or her about the acute sense of shame he or she may be experiencing? In addition to the harm and lust, the third category of obsession is filth. The fear of filth, or becoming filthy, also covers a wide range of other obsessions as well, such as germs, sickness, and anything that may carry the manifestations of filth. Clients who suffer from this type of obsession will commonly become ritualistic washers or cleaners and experience high levels of anxiety. Jerry, age 39, refused to shake hands or use a computer. He stated, "Whenever anybody reaches out their hand to shake mine, I become so paralyzed with fear that I just let their hand stay in the air. It's become a really awkward meeting people if my friends haven't told them about my condition. I mean, I'm really nervous about meeting people. What if they judge me for my OCD? I get really self-conscious and I can't think straight. I try to avoid confrontation at all costs." In addition to avoidance, Jerry has developed several cleaning rituals as well. Jerry stated, "I have a whole closet full of bleach and disinfectant, and that's just for the upstairs. Downstairs, I have a spray bottle of antibacterial cleaning solution, which I spray on the kitchen counters before and after I eat. I'm so nervous all the time. If I'm not cleaning, I might be getting sick. I can't go to a restaurant if I don't know that they clean their tables properly." Obviously, Jerry is suffering from a severe filth obsession. Think of your Jerry. What is his or her specific obsession? What rituals has this led to? Strategy number one is the rational argument exercise. One of Jerry's specific concerns was with his anxiety arising from meeting new people. To help Jerry relieve himself of anxiety and at the same time help him battle his obsessive thoughts, I asked him to try the rational argument exercise. As you can see, Jerry had begun to fear engaging new people, not because he was xenophobic, but because he believed that they would judge or label him as eccentric or even crazy. The rational argument exercise is designed to help Jerry conquer that specific fear. I gave him the following questions to answer in his ritual journal. 1. When I'm in any situation that causes anxiety, what is my automatic negative thought or thoughts? 2. What is the core negative thought, the notion that goes to the heart of what makes me anxious? 3. Is this core negative thought both logical and true? 4. If the core negative thought is not logical or true, or mostly exaggerated, what is a more rational response? Can I construct a thought that is both more accurate and more compassionate toward myself and other people? Jerry stated, "Whenever someone holds out their hand to shake mine, my automatic negative thought is, I'm not going to shake their hand and they will think I'm strange. What really makes me anxious is that if people do judge me, I will never meet anyone special and I'll be alone for the rest of my life. I don't believe this core negative thought to be true. People generally seem at ease around me after we've met. In all probability, no one judges me, but I'm sure they feel as confused as I do. I'm sure that if I explained to them my condition, they'd feel less awkward around me." Although this exercise does not directly tackle Jerry's filth phobia, it does address one of the fears Jerry had developed that was related to his OCD. We will discuss anxiety associated with OCD more thoroughly on a later track. Think of your Jerry. Is he or she having trouble meeting new people? Could the rational argument benefit him or her? On this track, we discussed the three main categories of obsessions and effective strategy number one, rational argument. The three main categories of obsession include harm, lust, and filth. On the next track, we will examine four steps in effective behavioral strategy number two, creating a ritual journal. The journal will include the following four steps: defining compulsions and obsessions, a compulsions chart, an obsessive thought chart, and an exposure story. Question 1. What are the three main categories of obsessions?